580 CFRA, downtown in the heart of the Byward Market. Welcome to Sunday Night. Here's Rabbi Bulka.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the program. We're delighted that you are with us. And we have, well, for tonight, something I've never done before. And I don't think you have, unless you're really enlightened, I don't know if you've ever heard of this before. It tickled my fancy when I first heard about it for two reasons. Number one, because I know the guy who alerted me to it. And secondly, because the program had a very interesting resonance. I'm tickling you and teasing you a little bit because we're not going to get to it until after the first break. Because in the first segment, I want to focus in on a big event that took place here in Ottawa today. As you, of course, are aware, this is the Heart Telethon to do an early exit from the first segment. And we'll take a little break. And then when we come back, we're going to present you with what I consider one of the more fascinating developments in education, answering some of the real concerns that a lot of us have with not so much the academics, but what type of children are we producing for the next generation? Are they the type of children that we'll be proud of when they walk the streets and when they do their jobs and raise families, or are they children that we are afraid may go off the path or already off the path? So when we come back, we're going to get into that a little bit more in detail, and we invite you to continue staying with us.
Whether you have a little or a lot, you need a will. A current...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our program. And as I promised, we are being entertained tonight by a few individuals in our studio. We have actually not what we call a full house, but a full house backfield. Anyway, two teachers, and in between them, someone who actually is responsible for the program coming here tonight. And it's about what's going on in the schools. Great pleasure to welcome, if you watch me, I'm facing them now, and on my left is Mark Cruz, a teacher in grade 6 in Parkwood Hills, administrative designate, and welcome. Thank you very, very much for coming.
Thank you very much for having us.
Are you going to be wide awake tomorrow for class, or?
I think I'll manage. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's not too late yet.
And a grade 5 in North Gore Marlborough Public School. A great pleasure to welcome Leslie Mott from Grade 5 of North Gore Public School. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, I think that you probably had a longer drive.
I may well have.
Yeah, right. But even though you may be geographically not around the corner from each other, but you guys know each other.
A little bit, online anyway.
Online.
Definitely.
Online.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the middle between them, not because he has to stand there to run interference, is a good friend of the program who has been here before, Dave Palmer. And he has been here in other incarnations. One of them, the main one, I think, is trying to create an award. We had you on, how long ago was it?
I guess it'd be 3 to 4 months ago.
Right, about this initiative to get a Governor General's Award.
Governor General's Volunteer Service Medal, something
right.
I've been working on for about 2 years now.
And your hair is not much grayer, which means that maybe you're making a little bit of progress?
You got 7 more fully completed petitions in over the Christmas era, and I sent them to 7 separate members of Parliament in mid-February. So, and I got 4 more from Ray last night.
Right. So do you have our good friend Ray Desjardins, right?
Yes.
Do you have any champions yet in Parliament?
I'd say a couple of local MPs are pretty well on board and very supportive of this initiative.
Right.
And there's another MP from out east that put forth the private member's motion, motion M111, for the creation of the medal.
So good. We're making that is progress. And, you know, it's sort of poignant and fitting. Today we lost another soldier in Afghanistan, unfortunately. Yeah. And last week I watched on Friday the... the patriation ceremony when they brought three heroes back to Canada. It's painful stuff to watch. These are kids in the prime of their life.
Very, very moving and very touching.
Very, very painful to watch.
It's sad.
You are the one that alerted me to this program.
Yeah.
Which involves Mark and Leslie and others. How did you find out about it?
In actuality, Leslie was one of two teachers that approached me, the other being a very good friend of hers, Sarah Newman, and they told me all about it. So I decided, well, let's learn a little bit more. So we brought the teachers along with the director of Who Is Nobody, Kelly Clark, and they came to our Rotary Club and did a wonderful presentation. And from there, we took a keen interest. We bought the two grade five classes for Leslie and
right.
Sarah, two kits, and we were off to the races. And it's just kind of like a runaway snowball. It's very positive, uplifting, and it's just fantastic.
And everybody's listening saying, Grandma, get to the point already. What are you talking about? You're talking around it. Get to it. Okay. So this is a program which is, it's a very catchy title. It's what, Who Is Nobody? So when I first looked at it, I said, you know what, that's a little weird. But the guys who were putting this together must have had something in mind. So it gets you thinking. Who is nobody?
I love the acronym.
Yeah.
W-I-N. Win.
Who is nobody? Very good. Okay. So who wants to lead off here, guys and gals? You want to lead off, Leslie?
Sure.
Go for it.
Okay. I was visiting family in Bradford and read in a community paper about a school running this program. And as soon as I read it, it struck a note with me. Because I had a year of teaching a grade 5 class, yeah. My first year teaching that age, and loved it, loved the age. But the thing that threw me off a little bit was a lot of the year was focused on grade 5 school leaving ceremony, a lot of excitement about all the things the kids had earned for making it to grade 5. And I was a little turned off at the idea that we're giving the kids a sense of entitlement without giving them any chance to earn or feel self-respect for what they'd accomplished. So when I heard about the program, which basically asks each child to find something in their community they care about and try to help, I thought this was a really great school exiting activity for every student to do some kind of character education, but not directed by the adults around them, but directed by themselves, something they love and care about and help someone else.
So how does the name Who Is Nobody come in? In other words, because it's really, it's character building, right? This is what it's all about.
Well, basically, to make it very visual for the kids, we bring in Nobody, who is a plain blue denim doll. And it's got nothing about it that is...
No distinguishing characteristics.
Not gender specific, not race
specific.
Hey,
we have one on the radio. This, yeah. You know, unfortunately...
you can't see it, but he's really cool.
Yeah, Mark Cruz brought this... And is that actually what it looks like pre-dressed, or this is already with some stuff on it?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt
Please,
Leslie, but
no,
she can describe what Nobody looks like when he comes right out of the box.
It wouldn't be he.
It wouldn't be.
That's right.
Right.
He has no gender.
He or she.
Not at all.
Comes out of the
it's
box.
Something coming out of the box.
Bare denim doll.
Just basically arms, legs, a face, and a
no
torso.
No face. Yeah, just the shape of body like a gingerbread cookie.
Right.
But blue.
And the objective is...
It's nobody because it has no interests, it has no abilities, it hasn't done anything in the world. So the kids make it somebody by adding onto nobody a symbol of what they've done to help their community. So a child who helped, who donated to the guide dogs, put eyes on nobody. A child who cut their hair for cancer, put hair on nobody. A child who did a walkathon, put feet on nobody. And at the end of the year, you have a very well-dressed, lovely doll.
Right, so the one that you brought is at what stage of development?
Well, he started off as a bit of a tabula rasa, and now he's...
It's a he. You see, you're giving yourself away, right?
There's nobody code.
Right.
It is in the last stages of development.
Now, there's something on it that says kiss.
It says kiss the cook, because one of our kids, she did a project where she was going to help her mother cook for the entire week. And so she put a Kiss the Cook shirt on him, on it.
There you go. That's a hard one. I said, well, like, think of E.T. or something like that.
Yeah,
it?
Sure.
Okay.
And she also put a spatula on them, but that's in the bag here that comes along with the kit.
Right.
So at the end of the project, though, we're going to name it as a group, just as a concluding activity for the Who's Nobody project. So.
This has a hat on that looks like a Santa hat.
Yeah, one of the kids had him over Christmas had. Boy, this is going to be hard to see.
Go ahead.
Just call it Win.
Yeah, Win.
Yeah, on Win.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh, yeah.
He had him over Christmas, so she put a hat on him as well.
Right, and there's goggles on this non-entity here?
Yes, the non-entity has goggles and eyes because one of the kids, she wrote in her journal that the project that she did was about MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Okay.
And it was a really poignant journal that she wrote because she said she wanted nobody to be a witness to all the damage that drunk driving can cause. So I thought that was a really mature statement on her part.
To be a witness rather than not to be a witness.
Well, to realize how much damage can
right.
cause.
Right, yeah. Mm. So in other words, your eyes should be wide open.
That's right. Mm.
That's okay, good.
Yeah.
So at the end, you have an interesting thing. You start off with something that has no identity, and then at the end it's going to have multiplicity of identities.
Mm.
So you
might need
in both instances, you won't know who this thing is,
mm-hmm.
but at least it's good not to know because there's so many things the person can be as opposed to the zero that
Very
the person...
Very nice, yeah. Last year, one of our students, we talked about names at the end of the year, and of course the boys and girls competing for whether it was a boy or a girl, but one of the students in Sarah Newman's class actually suggested that the doll should be named Hope because Hope doesn't have a gender either, and it's not specific to race or creed, but it's... It's what we all get from our projects that we get to see the hope of what we can make with our future.
Now, what grade levels does this work with?
I know it's been used with nursery schools. I know it's been used in high schools.
High schools too?
I understand it's been used as team building activities in some offices to cement the team by trying to help in their own communities. I love it at this age. I love a 10-year-old doing it myself because it's such a nice age where they're mature enough to do something quite meaningful and yet still innocent enough to really believe and to know that they can make a change and not get hung up on being ashamed of presenting it in front of the class or any of that kind of thing.
So I'm going backwards and I see that the original motivation, as far as you were concerned, was the fact that there was, make sure that I don't want to misquote you, that there was too much emphasis being placed on academics.
I wouldn't say academics. I think we have terrific kids and terrific parents in North Gore, fabulous people. But as parents, and I'm a parent too, it's really easy to get caught up in what we can give our kids instead of what our kids can give others. And I think that's what I was really interested in.
You were talking about the entitlement thing that you mentioned is probably a little bit more than just what they're giving. It's more a sense of the world owes me. And that I don't even have to think about what I can give to others. It's more what others should be giving to me. I should be a receiver rather than a giver. Did you really sense that this was the trek that we were going down? And
I think kids can naturally feel that way because they kids are lovely people, but they're little and their exposure to the world can be minimal and not realize how lucky they are to have what they have. And often it's easy to see all the nice things they're given and wouldn't it be nice to have more and as a teacher we want to give them things but in a different way. I want them to receive it in a way that is more meaningful than that. Right. So
that's how you how did you get hooked on this
I guess I got
Mark, and by the way, in case you're wondering, he's not Tom Cruise's brother. So you don't have to even bother to call to find that out. Okay.
Well, thanks for clarifying that. That's good. If you saw me there wouldn't be any
That's
problem.
Why I'm sitting between him and Leslie, though.
Yeah?
Okay. Never mind.
So Leslie is a sight, by the way. It's terrible. Radio is great, but to have these limitations. Leslie is sitting with this faceless doll on her lap with a full head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't she lovely?
You see?
If he's going to have a he, I'm sorry, I'm going to have a she.
Okay, all right. Okay, so that's fair. You want to do gender balance.
It's all about equality.
Both of you are holding it, and that's fine. Are you at a lesser developmental stage than Mark's?
This is last year's.
This is last year.
This nobody's definitely somebody now.
So what is that person's identity? Maybe it is a she.
That's Hope.
That's Hope.
Hope?
Yeah.
Now, I've never met a man whose name was Hope, but I do, unless his first name was Bob. But I do know girls. whose name is Hope.
Okay.
So you're a legitimate.
I can go with that. Sure.
Yeah. But seriously, what is this doll that you're holding? When you look at it, tell us what comes out about this identity. There's a full head of hair.
Is that the hair that you're talking about,
which was the cancer hair?
Mm-hmm. I throw something in here, Rabbi, is I was a lucky participant in the graduating classes of North Gore Marlboro last year, the two grade five classes, got together with the two who is nobody become somebody people, right. and it was just phenomenal. The teachers put together a DVD or a video show of each child and with nobody as they were evolving and what they added to nobody to become a somebody, and the 55 varying projects that these children undertook as their participation in creating somebody out of a nobody, it just blows you away what the teachers and the program and the kids work to strive towards, and they all feel a sense of unity and growing, and they all participate together in working together and encouraging each other to get this nobody to become a somebody. And the end results are just phenomenal. For grade five students to do what they had done was just astounding. It was just incredible. A touching, rewarding, fulfilling, and it's just a fantastic effort. And if I may, Mark also has a website, and I had the opportunity to explore it, and some of the accomplishments from his grade six children are just you look at these and say, now this is the kind of program that reaches out into the community. It opens the eyes of the children, and it helps everybody, the schools, the teachers, us all.
And ultimately, the big winners is Canada.
Yeah, and
humanity.
I'm proud to be a part of the Rotary Club, and the Rotary overall that is starting to support this in a big way in this area, and hopefully we can catch up and pass some of our competitors in various districts.
So we're going to take a break now. We're talking in studio with Mark Cruz, with Dave Palmer, and with Leslie Matt about the Who is Nobody program, a fascinating program, and we're going to take a break and come back and continue the conversation in a few minutes.
A beautiful winter adventure away.
To our program, let me begin with an apology. The grade 5 North Gore Marlboro Public School lovely teacher who is in our studio is Leslie Mott. I went to the mat.
I don't blame you. It's okay. It's easily done.
Late at night. And on my left is Mark Cruz, and in between them is Dave Palmer. And Mark, you wanted to give the kids a little bit of a thrill before we get further, and that's with naming the people that you're naming now are?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple thanks and a couple, I guess you might say, a shout out to a couple of the kids.
Because that's a new word, shout out?
Yeah, it's a shout out, you know.
Okay. when I grew up, I didn't know shout out was a. Shout out wasn't the in term.
Shout out might even be passé already. I'm not sure. But I know some of the kids are listening, and maybe some of the parents, so I don't want to keep them up too late. So I'll start off with a big thank you to Jason Alexander, Brianna Bowen, Devin Bercy, Spencer Chris, Amanda Clay, Dana Cullen, excuse me, Hannah Dinovitzer, Brenna Edmonds, Neil Gill, Safira Galani, Aki Katsalakis, Zach Kiffner, Mia LaRue, Tegan Lopez, Tracy Lee, Patrick McManus, Gabrielle McPolin, Charlie Osborne, Renee Seaman, Chelsea Waid, Arjun Walia, Sarah Warren, and Daphne Wheat. And that's the whole grade six class, and they've done a fantastic job, and I'm super proud of them, and I hope you're listening, too.
correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like a pretty ethnically diverse group, just from the names.
Somewhat, yeah. Not as much as other schools, but it is to a certain extent, yeah.
Right.
And if you don't mind, I have a couple other thank yous to go through.
Oh, for sure. Go ahead, yeah. Okay.
Can I take a quick opportunity? Mark Wedley are still up. Hi, gang. I'm reading this beautiful fluorescent green card. Dear Mr. Palmer, thank you for Mr. Cruz's grade 6 class. And it's just chock-a-block full. I'm going to show the rabbi what's in there.
Oh, all of these.
Isn't that beautiful thank yous and very, very touching. And I'm glad you're enjoying this Who Is Nobody project so much and having a great time. And I see your wonderful pictures on smiling faces on the back. And I don't know who did the rabbit ears behind Mr. Cruz. I'm just kidding there. But in any case,
it could be one of many.
Thanks for the card and good luck with the rest
of
the year.
This is a big card. It barely fit into the radio station.
It's huge. It cost me $20 to mail that in the post. So
But the interesting thing is even getting kids at that grade level to send a thank you is a very important exercise in terms of expressing gratitude.
Yeah, you're right.
Good stuff.
And it's appreciated.
Yeah.
And we have another card for you, Rabbi.
We have a card?
Yes, we do.
Hey, look at this from the grade 6. And thanks from nobody. which it almost sounds like thanks for nothing, right? Right. And somebody says, I can't wait to hear Mr. Cruz on the radio. Thank you so much for having Mr. Cruz on the show. I listen to your show all the time. That's Jason. Oh. Tell him.
I didn't know that
he gets 10 extra marks for that one.
All right, A plus, right. Jason.
Yeah,
way to go.
Absolutely.
And you can have more chocolate milk tomorrow.
Yeah,
he's always asking
great.
For chocolate
this
milk.
This is great. But you know, to get kids even to the mode where say, I always counsel couples whose marriages are a little bit shaky. That what they should do every day is wake up in the morning and make sure to look for something for which they're going to thank their spouse during the day. Mm. Even if it's a simple thing like thanks for making me lunch or thanks for waking up on time to say goodbye to me. Silly things, right? But the problem is that we take all these things for granted and we don't stop to reflect, hey, you know, this was something nice that happened to me.
Well, that's a great segue because I would like to thank my wife for putting my son down tonight without me.
Oh, good.
So thank you, Sharan, and thank you, Nishan.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just
way,
to fine.
Way to go, Mark's wife.
My husband put two boys down tonight, so.
So what we really have here is it fair to say that this is all about character development?
Very much so. Very much so, yeah.
And there's been this big debate about whether schools should be doing this. I've always been a big champion of doing that because whether you have one physicist more or less is not going to make or break us. But as a nation, if we're a nation of people who don't care about each other, that will break us.
Yeah, you're right. And we're in times right now where I think we have to really look at that when things are challenging for lots of people. And if we don't take care of each other, we're going to be in a lot more trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is really a concerted effort to make this part and parcel of the school curriculums, which leads to my next question, which is, are you guys the exceptions or the rules? In other words, it's in North Gore, it's in Parkwood Hills. Where else is it?
I think we'd have to ask Dave about that one.
We are very fortunate. Because 2 years ago, we started out with two classrooms in North Gore.
Right.
And it exploded through the fantastic efforts of Rotary and their gracious donations to buy more kits. What has happened is the two kits in North Gore were at a relatively low cost, and I'm not sure exactly what that is. Maybe Leslie knows. But
I think the kits are $400.
No, to recharge.
Oh, to recharge. Shipping, nothing.
Shipping. It recharged the kit, so the next year, it's maybe $50 a kit to recharge them. Mm-hmm. So there were no cost to us. The school looked after that. So we started out looking for a couple more schools to do this with.
Right.
We were gracious recipients of the Rotary Club received $400 more from the school. We put that together with another $50 and bought a kit for a school in Spitzville.
I got to bring you back a little bit because the people on the radio probably don't know anything about kits and stuff like that. So let's
Who is Nobody Kit?
There's a Who is Nobody Kit, which if a school has it, they can get going with the program.
Yeah, everything.
Now, is the kit, it includes the doll?
Everything that they need to get started is in the kit.
Right.
The Who is Nobody Kit.
Okay, so what is in the kit?
Go ahead.
I hope the bag of potato chips is
in there.
It's an amazing kit, actually, because even the box, it arrives in a suitcase, and it's decorated, so it comes in the door, and the kids don't understand what the box is at all. And then you open it up, and it has all the materials. So a teacher's guide, student materials, some music, the doll itself, a DVD that shows you how to run the program, support materials. And at the end of the year, when the students submit their projects and send them into Who is Nobody, where Kelly Clark is, she sends us back bracelets that say, I'm a somebody, for every child that did a project, so that they wear it and someone says, what's that about? They say, well, let me tell you something I did for my community, and I'm 10 years old. Look what I can do. Nice talking point.
So they have one of these bracelets.
Yeah, rubber bracelet. Yeah.
What different colors or?
I believe they were all blue.
Blue.
Just like the doll.
Not green. Green is the in color these days.
You know what? She makes Who is Green as well for a project for environmental projects. Kids can do things to help the environment. Yeah.
So that suitcase first would get a class going or a school going?
I would say it could be a class or a school because I could see how each classroom could take a project and then move it to another classroom, move it to another
classroom.
And then
fight over the doll.
Well, sure.
Okay.
Sure, why not? If it's character education, we'll solve it.
So a school, in order to get into it, would have to, invest $400?
Well.
Or the Rotary's.
Rotary took on the cause and sponsored. We ended up sponsoring four kits, Who is Nobody Kits. We got five. So we have a school in Bayshore, a school in Bell's Corners, a school in Stittsville. We have Parkwood Hills.
Right.
We have, and forgive me, Cheryl Simser, I can't remember the name of your school, but if you call in, we'll get it on the air. Out near St. Laurent Boulevard, or if any of Cheryl Simser's students or acquaintances know.
In case you want to call her, Cheryl, the number is 613-521-8255, Bell Mobility, free call if you dial *580. But you have to be on the Bell Mobility system. And if you're shy, you can just email to me at rbulka@cfra.com, and we'll transfer the information of the name of the school. So right now, what, you have about six or seven schools in the
We have
the
six schools and seven programs running with seven classes, and I think it's just a great start. And I'm sure, well, basically, I would like to put a challenge out to all the Rotary clubs, not only in the Ottawa area, but the greater Ottawa area, the greater Ottawa Valley, and the whole District 7040, which goes way down south in the States, Lake Placid, I believe, all the way up to Montebello and all that, western Quebec and eastern Ontario here. We've got all kinds of Rotary clubs. If I might squeak in a quick
But before you do it, let me just I want to make sure that we have a general picture of this. Is this now a project of all Rotary clubs in Canada?
No. No.
It's just the Dave Palmer Rotary Club.
No. Rotary clubs in the Toronto district have some 40 school boards on side doing this program. How many kits they have in the school boards in that area, I have no idea. They're also running it in the education system in the United States and in Great Britain.
Right. So how do you actually get a school to agree to do this? Because that's not easy, because you have curriculum demands, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this takes time.
Yep.
And it obviously has to come from something in the curriculum.
Yeah.
I don't know, does the province have to give permission to this? No,
and it's easily run in a classroom. Actually, I love how it did spread out here, is that once our two classrooms were finished and had our celebration.
This is Leslie Mott.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, I appreciate that. After our two schools had our celebration, our council met and we showed them our video, and they said, great, we think this is a great program, we want to pay for it again. And we said, well, actually, Kelly donates the kit if you do any media at all to promote it. So we have free kits. And they said, well, that's fine. Then we'll give the money to other schools. And the Rotary did the same in Multiplicity. They donated to a number of schools. They were both very interested in seeing it paid forward. So then our board had a community of character education day, and my partner Sarah Newman and I went in to speak. And as people emailed us and said, this sounds interesting, I'd like to do it, we gave their names to Dave, and Dave got the money. So it's really great how just a little interest and a little seed started, and Rotary's really been a great support.
Right. Now, Kelly, who wrote to me, said something about the fact that through you, at least 15,000 initiatives impacting people have been generated.
I think that's probably through the whole program that Kelly runs.
Yeah.
Last year we had 54 kids do individual projects. Some raised thousands of dollars. Some did simple things like donate clothes that they didn't need anymore. Amazing, though. They've
great
done
stuff.
A lot of great things.
We got Mark Cruz, Dave Farmer, and Leslie Mott in studio. And we're going to come back with the final segment of the first hour right after these messages.
Hey, Mary, you busy?
Yeah.
Oh, I had the most amazing week. Oh, I had the most amazing week.
Segment of the first hour, and the time has sped by very quickly because we have a bunch of inspiring guests in studio. Mark Cruz, Dave Palmer, and Leslie Mott. And we're talking about the Who Is Nobody program, what Dave calls WIN for short. It's a fascinating thing. It's also, to me, listening to this, it's very inspiring because I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit worried about what's happening with the public school system. Not because there's anything wrong with the teachers. It's just that somehow or other, I always got the sense that we're teaching all these skills, but the one skill that we really weren't teaching is how to be a decent human being, or more than just a decent human being, how to be a sensitive, caring human being, which is basically what civilization thrives on. And we want to be a thriving democracy here in Canada. So the idea that this is happening is, to me, it's going to make sleeping tonight a lot easier. But I want to ask you guys a very weird question. Assuming that Who Is Nobody wins the Nobel Prize, who gets it? In other words, who is the one who will receive the prize? In other words, as it to say, a weird way of asking, who is responsible for the creation of this?
Kelly Clark.
Kelly Clark.
Kelly Clark, yeah.
Yeah. So in other words, she's director of it. It's her brainchild? Yeah.
She's a young teacher who created this program because she saw a need to develop respect in children. And
I don't know if Kelly Clark
person.
Is listening, but that's awesome.
Yeah,
right?
She's a lovely gal too. She really is. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's.
And if she is.
Why am I saying awesome? That's the influence of the kids.
Don't do that.
My life. Awesome. Horrible. Okay, it's good.
I'm thinking Kelly Clark. If she's listening, she'll be about 4 feet in the air, just floating with glee at getting this information out to so many people, and because that's what she's all about, is helping others, and she's touched the lives of so many people now just because she's a caring person.
Yeah, and so, this is what it's all about. By the way, I have an interesting marriage proposal to you. This is as follows. I know it's a little bit
not
odd.
Sure we knew what we were getting into here.
We're good kids.
We just finished, Family Day on February 16th this year. We have in Ottawa Kindness Week during that week. As a matter of fact, this is the second year that we did it. We actually went out to North Gore to the community center there that's on the highway.
Alfred Taylor. Yeah.
Yeah, Alfred Taylor, right?
Yeah.
And the idea of marrying this Who Is Nobody with Kindness Week seems like a natural marriage. Yeah. That is to say, we could highlight it, because one of the things that we were trying to do during Kindness Week was to have school initiatives. So the fact is that you're already doing it. So I don't want to, this is not sort of like a corporate takeover or anything like that, but it would be a nice thing to highlight
I
during Kindness Week.
That's
and
a great
idea. Say that Who Is Nobody, and that during that week, the accent is on even more escalated kindness. Off the charts. And it's interesting because there was a poll that was taken just to show you the effectiveness of the of Kindness Week, a poll indicated that 1 out of 5 people living in the area, actually, the question to them was, did you, as a result of Kindness Week, do something, because of Kindness Week, do something kind that week? And 1 out of 5 said yes, which means that it hit. You know, if you use a poll as a, as an indicator, it hit 1 out of 5. And the person who took the poll, it was for a newspaper poll, told me that the percentage is probably higher because their newspaper reaches beyond Ottawa. So the people beyond Ottawa would not have had even, you know, an awareness of it or been part of it. So it's quite heartening. And I think that the potential for something like this hitting and becoming something more public, that's one of the big advantages, let's say, with Kindness Week, is really pretty well picked up by the media. And if we can, for example, next year highlight on Kindness Week the Who Is Nobody stuff, that's like a win-win, Dave.
I can see win-win. I can see it happening.
Yeah, you can see it happening.
Oh, it just ties in so nicely. Yeah.
Right. Now, you guys have brought a DVD.
We have.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a CD, I guess.
Well, it's a CD, not a DVD.
No,
well, you and I get mixed up with those three-letter and four-letter acronyms, but yeah, it's a CD.
It's a musical CD?
Yes.
Okay.
It's
radio-friendly. That's
the
main thing.
If I can
thing,
give
right?
a little background on that, because there's quite a story behind it from last year.
Right.
The Who Is Nobody song was written by an educator, a professional educator by the name of Glenn Murray. And it's on the Who Is Nobody site. There's a link to Who Is Nobody song. The music, the lyrics, the words, the solo by Glenn, as well as the song that you're about to hear shortly, and that's with the kids, and it's just a fantastic song that describes about Who Is Nobody.
Right.
Now, the little story behind it was Glenn was at Kentville College doing a keynote speaker presentation, and I found out about it. He happened to be staying at the bed and breakfast house called Hal Anthony in Kempville.
Oh,
yeah, as it really had me going there. But anyways, I called. I got a hold of the owner of the bed and breakfast. She told Glenn Murray who I was and what I was doing. He heard I was a Rotarian in the Ottawa area. He gave me a call, and the next thing you know, we had a full-fledged assembly set up at North Gore Public School. I thought he was going to zip in, do his Who Is Nobody song and zip out. He came in and he put on about a half hour, 40-minute presentation. He talked with the kids. He talked with the teachers. He sang different songs that he had written, as well as he sang the Who Is Nobody song with the 2 grade 5 classes, and it is just awesome.
And just to add a little bit of icing to the cake, you are right now in the Hal Anthony studio at CFRA.
Exactly.
There you go. So we're gonna.
It's an impossibly catchy tune as well. It's a simple tune, but it's a really, really catchy.
Okay, so we're gonna say adios to you guys for the first hour. We're gonna have you back in a second, right? We're not letting you go.
Great.
And we're gonna bid you farewell to the first hour with the first rendition of this CD, the musical, the musical version of Who Is Nobody.
Who is nobody? Is somebody now? And who is nobody is a somebody now. Who is nobody we can all learn to grow. Who is nobody is a somebody now. And who is nobody we can all learn to grow. Cause everybody's somebody now. Yeah, everybody's somebody now.
We now return to Sunday Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our program, and we are delighted to have you with us. And we're continuing our conversation with our triple threat backfield that we have with us. Facing me, my back is to the market. My back is to 87 George. Very quiet tonight. The snow hasn't started yet. That's fine. I want you guys to get home safely. And we have... facing me on my left, Mark Cruz, who is grade 6 at Parkwood Hills, also administrative designate, which means that whenever there's trouble, you get blamed for it. That,
yeah. I've got broad shoulders. Yeah.
And in the middle, we got Dave Palmer, who is all about town and trying to get all things done, you know, the medals and the medallions and the character building. That's all interesting stuff. What do you do for a living?
I work for the government.
And we have on the other end, North Gore Marlboro Public School grade 5 teacher Leslie Mott.
Yeah.
And so we're doing okay. Did I pronounce you guys all good, right? Palmer is easy. Cruz is easy.
Nobody's
Matt
easy.
Mott stuff.
And Leslie, Leslie's a Mott.
Yeah, right. So,
okay.
We were, we're talking about this who is nobody program. You're a strategic thinker, Dave, right? So I know what's going on in your mind. You're thinking now, even as we're speaking, how in heaven's name do we get this to be pan-Canadian?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Right, and how do we get it, from there, small. North American, you know, get it all over the place. It's a lot of dolls. By the way, are those dolls made in Canada?
We have to check with Kelly, but
they're made in Canada. They're made by women in a shelter.
Isn't this amazing?
Yeah,
that's great.
She's thought of everything. She's amazing.
That's
amazing.
Terrific. Yeah. So I hope we're trying to get her for the next segment. We hope that we'll be able to reach her. We've tried already and not had any luck, but hopefully we will. So do you have anything in mind, Davey? Do you want to divulge about a battle plan for this?
I'm just hoping this radio station is a good foothold, and I can't think of a better radio station to get the word out.
Oh, this radio station is totally incredible in terms of in the last year or two or three, they've raised literally millions of dollars for charities. It's really, I think, bar none, probably the most kind, charitable audience on radio anywhere in Canada, for sure.
Yeah. The interesting thing is these children that we are reaching out to through this type of program, the Who Is Nobody program, are the young adults and the thinkers of tomorrow. And charity will always be a cause or a need. And these young children are realizing that giving is a great thing to do, and it's also rewarding. It feels good to do something nice, and it feels good to see happiness come about from the efforts of doing this, and I mean, that's what it's all about. I can't think of a stronger, more better way to build character than to work together for a good cause.
Right, and the interesting thing, too, is that it doesn't have any great overload that scares you. Not something like be nice for a change or stuff like that. It's not demanding. It's
almost a benign thing, and you're sneaking it in through the back door, which is probably great educationally, isn't it?
I would yeah. Say, yeah. I like the fact that we also don't tell the kids what they need to do. Right. We tell them, do what you're good at, choose something you love, and then tell us about it. There's no marking. That's the funny thing. No mark attached to it. Right. I had kids come in on an ice day when we had 5 students in the school to drop nobody off and to pick nobody up. Both those children came to school to make sure nobody got passed on. Something they really care about.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a very easy program to start up as well. The kit comes with a DVD, and you can just show the class the DVD, and it's just kind of self-starting. You have to do a little bit of logistic work in terms of scheduling, like who has nobody each week and what their projects are going to be. But in general, it's just a very, self-running program.
So in a sense, the stuff that they do in the Who is a Nobody program is something that's almost extracurricular. They do it off school hours.
Pretty much, almost right. All of it's off school hours.
Right.
But it's not. It didn't seem too demanding on the kids. Like, they were very excited to do it. And we got some really good responses in their journals and just the comments that they had to make. And just in terms of the enthusiasm they brought to each project.
Right.
And there ties in with the vocational aspects of Rotary and its pursuits for education and literacy if it starts at home, it can spread abroad, and I think this is a great thing. I just like to quickly put a plug in here because a lot of people are going, how do we find out about this other than listening? The actual website is www.whoisnobody.com.
Well, what a very appropriate, easy to remember.
Not difficult.
Whoisnobody.com. One word.
Who is nobody?
So if you spelled it like that in school, you get an F in grammar.
But effort, I'm
but
sure.
But in WWW.
How do you spell WWW? Yeah.
Right.
But I just quickly from, Kelly, she said, students have experienced how helping others also helps themselves. They have used a simple method to find their personal interests and abilities and then applied the curriculum to real-life activities that exercise responsible citizenship and build character. And I mean, in a nutshell, great. Good on Kelly and good on the teachers that take this on. Good on any Rotary clubs that want to grab a couple of kits and share them with schools in their area. And it can be done, and I think we've got a good start at it.
That's great. We're leading on to a break. We're going to give people out our numbers now in case they want to call in on this. 613-521-8255. Bell Mobility, if you're on that system, it's a free call if you dial *580. And there's a toll-free number, 800-580-2372. Besides that, you can write in a question to me at rbulka@cfra.com. When we come back, we hope to be joined by Kelly Clark.
Breaking news 24 hours a day. News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our program. Rabbi Bulka with you Sunday night between 9 and 11. And we have this crackerjack group here in our studio. Mark Cruz, Mark Palmer, Dave Palmer, and Leslie Mott. And we are joined now by the magic of telephone. By Kelly Clark, all the way from Toronto. Kelly, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. I'm happy that we're able to locate you and to let you join into the conversation because they were talking behind your back up until now. We asked them the simple
right
question of if there's a Nobel Prize for Who is Nobody, who gets it, and they said it's you. And this is your brainchild.
Well, I think the whole concept of Who is Nobody is everybody helps nobody become somebody. So it really would be everybody. It takes every level from students to teachers. Everyone that's involved has been so amazing.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Everybody helps nobody become somebody. That's very good.
Oh,
it has a nice ring to it.
Oh, and it's been great to hear more about Leslie and Mark's projects, the Drinking with Mad, MADD, and Cutting Hair for Cancer. The projects are just, they blow me away what the kids come up with. The project's really simple, but the students have so many complex experiences and hopes, and together they make these incredible projects. So the students really are amazing.
Right. Now, interestingly, they were telling me that in the Toronto area where you are, there are about 40 schools that have the Who Is Nobody project?
About 640 schools have participated in it across 40 different school boards. So that
640?
Yeah, it thanks to Rotary and people like you who have shared the concept through radio, it's Nunavut, Labrador, BC has participated. So, and really Rotary Clubs has been the engine behind everything. Really wonderful people volunteering their time to share the concept, and Dave Palmer has just been wonderful too.
Dave Palmer is a surprised hombre over here. He was listening to this say, BC, hey, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's it's the newest province.
You don't mean Bell's Corners, do you? British Columbia.
If you're in Toronto and you know what Bell's Corners is, then you're pretty good. So in other words, it's had a far reach. Is the plan down the road to translate it into French?
Actually, we translated it this past summer.
Oh, good. You see, that's good. You're ahead of the curve. Right.
A lot of teachers were saying that they would love to be able to, they wouldn't be able to do it unless it was in French. So it was great to have that chance to do that.
Right. Now, by the way, you were kind enough to email to me that the kits now don't cost $400. They're only $250.
Yeah, thanks to more people participating, we've been able to order the program in bulk, and that's allowed us to have that cost reflected. We just didn't want anyone to not participate because of funding. It's been nice to be able to order more pieces and put them in storage and just have that chance to give make the price more affordable.
Right. So I was speaking with the group here a little while earlier about if there's any strategy for making this at least pan-Ontario. We did have this, I don't know if you heard about the fact that we have Kindness Week in Ottawa, and I can let you in on the hope that we have that next year there's some MPPs that are working on making Kindness Week an Ontario reality. In other words, that there will be a legislation. We had legislation a little while ago mandating Family Day, and this may be sort of like either an all-party resolution or whatever the case may be, with a premier's proclamation for having the week that starts with Family Day being Kindness Week. And if we can marry that together with Who Is Nobody and give Who Is Nobody the school arm publicity during that week, that would be terrific.
It would be really fun, and we actually do have nobodies that are human size. So if a human size nobody at CFRA would help, and anyone could bring in a 3D attachment representing what they have done, we'd be happy to have a one sent out to you and represent what the people in the community have done, and they could come in and attach their 3D attachment to it.
That's really good. But have you thought a little bit about getting this even further? 640 schools is great.
The program's actually been around for 8 years, and it really took the first sort of 6 years getting feedback from teachers like Leslie and Mark, who are just so wonderful. And
I'm looking at Leslie. There's no way she could have been a teacher for 8 years. She doesn't look any more than 22.
I think it's been 12.
Huh?
12?
12.
Can you start teaching when you can?
Years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's a child prodigy. She started teaching right after she finished grade 5. Yeah. Okay,
mind,
so continue.
Honestly.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I diverted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And really, it took about 5 or 6 years to get the feedback to say, I don't want to go to a workshop, so let's do a DVD, or I don't want to photocopy. It's bad for the environment. It cuts into my budget, so we've made posters. And as soon as we aligned all of that feedback, it just kind of took off because the program really was shaped by so much great input from teachers who were dedicated to their students and the focus of getting them to build self-esteem based on their actions rather than some of this more superficial things that students focus on.
Now, for you, is this a hobby or is this now your full-time job or that you're doing and school has sort of fallen by the wayside? Where are you in this?
Well, for the first 6 years, I supply taught and tutored. And was a full-time teacher and tutored while I worked on this with evenings and weekends.
Right.
The last 2 years, I have resigned because it's still sort of 24/7. But for me, I love doing it, so it's kind of I would consider it a hobby in that I love doing it, and it is it's how I spend the majority of my time.
Right. So, you know, this is something which is quite—it's quite exciting. It's not every day that we get something that is so positive that hits the country in such a positive way. Gets in sort of like on the ground floor of child development, and really has the potential to change all of these people into contributing members of society who will not only do good things, but will go out of their way to look for good things to do.
Well, I think the thing I've found so exciting is that everyone has something they're passionate about, something they've seen on TV like Darfur that really touches them, or something personal like a grandmother with breast cancer. It could be a neighbor whose dog was ill. Whatever the case is, everyone has these things that really they're concerned about or worried about, and nobody just really gives a really simple vehicle for them to act on it and then make it tangible. So for me, the exciting thing is just seeing everyone has all these great things and just seeing them actually do it and reflect on what they've done, document, share it through the scrapbook and through Making Nobody Somebody. So all these things are ready to hatch and are right there already. So it's really nice to see how giving children are and young adults.
Right.
Just naturally.
Did you have trouble getting this into the curriculum of schools?
It was a learning experience of how to approach schools, and Rotary was a really big help just to be more legitimate for a Rotary Club to understand the concept. I would go as a guest speaker and share how the program works, what comes in a program, and then Rotary Clubs could then take that idea, be excited about it, and share it with a local school. And with anything that we get involved in, it's always nice to hear about it from someone outside of the actual program and actually hear a second person's opinion on it. So Rotary really made that bridge. I went to about 40 Rotary clubs across Ontario, and they then acted as a bridge between the program and the school. So
yeah, Dave's itching to say something.
Yeah, okay. I just like to say that I think the Rotary Club of Nepean Kanata, which kickstarted this in the area, is just a phenomenal club, and that the fact that they took Callie, who came up and presented the overall concept with Leslie and Sarah, the two teachers from North Gore, they did such a wonderful presentation, and the club was especially the vocational members of the club and the club as a whole took it on and accepted it. And then after the first year of it going through the year of school, when some of the members went out to the graduation event, so to speak, of when all the children got together to receive their acknowledgement bracelets from Who Is Nobody, they saw just what was accomplished. And the club, having seen that, also had the teachers back for a DVD presentation and saw the 54, 55 clips of the children and what they accomplished. And so the Rotary Club in the Nepean Kanata, having seen that, liked it so much, they just jumped on the bandwagon and got some more kits. And now, thanks to that Rotary Club, there are seven schools or seven programs and six schools involved in the Ottawa area already.
Right. So, Kelly, can you stay with us?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. When we come back, I want to ask you something about entrenching this into the curriculum on an official level.
We're talking with in-studio Mark Cruz, Dave Palmer, and Leslie Mott, and with Kelly Clark over the phone from Toronto about this great initiative in schools, the Who Is a Nobody? No, Who Is Nobody program. Don't say Who Is a Nobody. Who Is Nobody program. We're back right after these messages.
Hello. Nigel.
Welcome back, folks. You're with us on Sunday nights with Rabbi Volker at 580 CFRA. We're in the Hal Anthony studio, which is in itself quite interesting. Our friend here, Dave Palmer, told us about the story having to do with the music in the first hour. And by the way, we will conclude the program again with a rendition of this CD. I've learned my lesson. It's not a DVD. It's a CD. And we're going to do a CD at the end of that musical rendition of Who Is Nobody. We're joined over the phone by Kelly Clark, who is the director of the Who Is Nobody program. A curiosity item, Kelly, do you have people around who are ready? Funding is always an issue in something like this. Because I imagine if you had unlimited money, what you would do is you would take these kits and just arrange to send them to schools all over the place.
Yeah, I really haven't an income for 3 or 4 years.
Ouch.
But I have a really supportive partner who has and an overdraft. but it's grown
wow.
Tripled every year. So for me that's been to keep it sustainable every year. We find different ways to sort of make it simpler and reach out that way.
Have you ever had a situation of a school who would like to do it, but you didn't have the money, or the school didn't want to put out the money for the program?
We've always found a way to match a school with a Rotary Club, or we donate kits every year too, and it's really branched out. Even this year, an abused women's shelter is participating, and it's just neat to see it in different situations and make sure that anyone that wants to participate can.
Right. So because at $250, even though we're living in tough economic times, but as an investment in futures, this is a slam dunk great investment.
I think because it's used every single day of the school year, including weekends, and it's also reusable. So some teachers are using it for the fifth year. And as Leslie said earlier, it's just the shipping to get the doll to the school. And
you recycle the doll. Actually, Bob, no, you...
She sends us a new doll.
You have a new doll every year?
Yep.
To me, I hate the concept of making somebody nobody again. So it's... we want to keep somebody as somebody.
But it wouldn't be that they would be a nobody. It's that they would be a different somebody.
That's
but,
true.
But I guess they would go through a different...
Renewal.
They would be going through a stage where they'd be going from somebody to nobody to somebody or something like that.
Reinvent themselves.
Yeah.
That's true. I think well, some teachers auction them off at the end of the year and donate again. Other teachers have somebody sit in the office as a fun sort of talking point, and others send somebody on with the class for their next grade. So, the idea really is that it's a lot of times when teachers do programs, just to go to the workshop and get a supply teacher for one day costs more than $250. This program is all set up by DVD, so the teacher presses play and they learn with the students. It eliminates the workshop. It eliminates the supply teacher cost. So for $250, it really just and then they can use it for 10 years, 20 years, however long they want to.
You just saved the school system
millions.
but I like the way you do this. You really have this. It's conceptually it's quite clear in your head. You know that this is actually a cost savings. Not to talk about the cost savings in terms of people because of this going on to a life of giving as opposed to a life of stealing. They're making all the difference between being good, upstanding citizens and being not only people with a sense of entitlement, but also
with a sense of alienation. Because there's nothing that really brings out the best in people than when they do things for others. That's the easiest way to get people onto a good track.
I think it is all about prevention, and we can talk to students about doing a good thing or get the whole class to do the pick up garbage, but when you really empower students to say everyone can pick anything that they want to, when students pick something they love to do and they help someone that they love, it's just fun and they want to do it again. So I think that has a big part of it because it's all student driven.
And I can see something, you know what, you should think big, you know, in terms of get the Rotary Club to build a museum somewhere called the Who Is Nobody Museum, where all you'll have the collection of all the dolls that became somebodies and what was the somebodies they became. That would be nice, right?
Oh, that's a neat idea.
Definitely an interesting concept.
In the early stages, we had sort of an art gallery, a local art gallery, have the scrapbooks that have pictures and drawings and stories that reflect and document and share what students have done, and also the somebodies, and sort of 10 schools will come together. There's actually 20 in Ottawa now. There's a number of schools that have heard Leslie's story and Mark's story, and just the school themselves have purchased the kit. So it would be neat to see sort of all the somebodies come together, and it's every somebody's so many different stories, sort of a mirror reflecting all the strengths of everybody in the class. So it's sort of a three-dimensional art piece.
Right, and you also could do things crazy. All these crazy ideas heading into my head now. It's late at night. That's when the craziness sets in. So you could do something like having a Who Is Nobody graduation, in the school. If you do graduation, that's grade 6 or you do grade 8?
We do school leaving ceremonies.
Oh,
so correct term for the graduate.
Really?
Well, in grade 5, we're changing schools. We're moving on.
Right. So you could have a graduation that then included in the graduating class could
we
be
did.
Who Is Nobody.
We did.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, they were on the stage. Absolutely. They had chairs on the stage with our students last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey there. So yeah. I'm sorry. You're ahead.
You're right on the money.
Right on the money. So getting back to the, I almost forgot the question that I knew I wanted to ask you, which is, do you think there is a possibility, because I think, I'll tell you why I'm asking, of getting the Minister of Education to actually implement this as part of the school curriculum? The reason why I ask is I'm a little bit involved in organ donation, and we have a program now that has been launched in the early high schools called One Life, Many Gifts. It's a curriculum. It's not nearly as exciting in terms of, you know, dolls dressed up, graduating from nobody to somebody, but it's a pretty effective means of teaching children about organ donation at a very early age, so that they get thinking about this not later on when they're 30, 40, or 50, and their minds are sort of entrenched in the way they think, but really getting a head start on this. And they got this a buy-in from the Ministry of Education. Ministry of Education actually even funded it. And it's now in 10% of all the schools in Ontario.
Well,
I'm just wondering if Lisa McLeod's listening. But there's something for Queen's Park, definitely.
Well, definitely for Queen's Park, and Minister Wynne, she might be interested in this.
Yeah. I should point out, if I might, if people go to the www.whoisnobody.com, some of the comments from different people on there is just incredible.
Mr. Kathleen Wynne had a comment about it, didn't she?
One of the ministers, former ministers of education.
Is it the former or I think the president?
Kelly might know better from the website.
I think if I'm not mistaken from what I read, I think it was Kathleen Wynne who said something about it.
I know there were a few MPPs that had mentioned about the program, but I think someone with a similar name
The other thing that's on there is who was a member, former past president of the Rotary Club of Gananoque, Frank Kinsella, is on the website, and Frank was the former director of education for the Upper Canada District School Board, and he said, we're all impressed, including the teachers, on how a simple concept can have such a positive impact on the lives of children. Those who lack a good role model or did not believe they could make a difference did make a difference.
Right, so in terms of getting this done, we could talk about it off air on another occasion, more than happy to do so, but the way to do it is to really get together some of the approbations from the teachers and then ask for a meeting with the minister, which you could probably arrange through your own MPP. You know, if you get your MPP sold on it, I'm sure the MPP would be more than happy to do that. And then once you have it in the curriculum, then you're off to the races.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting and something we should, it would be fun to look into and see where that goes. I know right now it's been interesting to see it develop just by word of mouth and by teachers that it rings a sort of strikes a chord with, seeing it develop that way. But it's always a challenge to just get the concept out to people that might not be aware of the possibility of participating. So,
So Kelly, is there anything you wanted to ask Mark or Leslie?
Sure. First of all, I want to say hi to Mark and Leslie.
Hi, Kelly.
I've met Leslie a number of times, which has been really fun, and Mark and I have emailed, so it's nice to speak with you.
Of course, you can still ask a question to Dave Palmer, too.
Yes. maybe I'll ask Mark, in your classroom, is there a project that kind of surprised you that you weren't expecting a child to do that maybe was interesting to see the reaction a personality may have had?
There were a couple of projects that really stood out. But first of all, I just want to say thank you very much, Kelly, for all your hard work and fantastic project.
Oh, no, it takes everybody, so I'm excited to speak with you.
Okay. Well, I guess to answer the question, I just wanted to read you a journal entry that one of the kids wrote, just to give you an idea of how much an effect you had on kids and the project had on these kids. Do you have, like, 1 or 2 minutes?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay.
Yeah.
When Mr. Cruz opened a mysterious brown box and pulled out a doll, I thought it was weird. Turns out the doll came from the Canada
Rotary Club. And we had to build the doll's character by doing something nice for others. The doll, I must admit, built some of my character because I felt great doing something for others. I learned that others matter just as much as yourself. When I went to the Center 454, and this is the project that she did, it was for, she brought some toiletries. Oh, I think we're leaving. Anyway, she brought some toiletries and she had a bake sale to raise money for Center 454. I realized how much others might need help and how much it meant to them to receive the toiletries, garments, and cookies we brought to them. If I needed help, I would sure want others to help me. I also learned that even if it took a while and it was hard work to do, the project, it was still worth helping others. Sometimes it's hard to do something, but at the end, you will feel great about it. The third thing I learned is that the most important thing is helping others. God doesn't care if you're black or white, slim or fat, tall or short, because he loves everyone in their own special way. Give someone your heart, and they'll give you theirs. So, Kelly, you've really had an effect on...
Sounds good. You're right. We're taking an exit. Kelly, we have one more segment, so I hope you can stick with us. We have Betty on the phone. We'll start with her when we come back after these messages. Welcome, guys and gals, listening to our program, even kids in grades 5 and 6 in the classes of Mark Cruz and Leslie Mott. If you stayed up late tonight and you fall asleep in class tomorrow, your teachers will forgive you, I think, anyway.
What if the teachers fall asleep?
Then the students will be delighted, right? So we have Mark Cruz, of course, grade 6 at Parkwood Hills, and Leslie Mott, grade 5 of North Gore, Dave Palmer, and, of course, the straw that stirs the drink, Kelly Clark in Toronto. We have Betty on the line. Betty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I don't think it's a good idea at all to let a big department like education and the province, I don't think you want the province running anything like this at all, because you never know how much is going to get watered down, and you also don't know really in a few years' time there could be a different, the Liberals might be out, the NDP or Conservative could be in, and you don't know. I think it's much better to have a small group like they have now running this and to keep their hands on it.
A very interesting take. I appreciate your saying this, but have you been aware of this program?
No, until the tonight? First I've heard of it.
Isn't this fascinating?
Yes, it's great.
Oh, and you like it so much you don't want it to get compromised?
No, no way at all, because the more people you have involved, the more it could get watered down and somebody else would go on another tangent and everything. You don't know where it would end up.
It's a good, you got us thinking. Very good, Betty.
Okay.
Thanks very, very much.
You're welcome.
Any other ideas that you may have about making the program even better? Or I said you're satisfied with what you've heard.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
The original idea is terrific.
Great. Thank you.
We don't want to lose that.
Okay. I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Kelly, Betty just saved you a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a great point.
It is, yeah.
It's people like Mark and Leslie that are directing the program right now with their experiences, and they're the ones that are right, you know, there in the front line at school doing it. So that's a great point, a really interesting idea.
Right. So basically what she's saying is that some of these things, they're better off, they're generated without having, you know, not answerability and accountability, but not getting caught in a bureaucratic you know, mishmash, and that gives you the flexibility to just basically run, not on the basis of you have to do it because so the province has ordained, but anybody who's doing it, they're doing it really because they want to.
Right, and yeah, so I think, as Betty said, that the more people involved, the more you generalize it to fit different people's needs, right. Whereas this way, I think that's one of the biggest things I've learned over the last 8 years is the right people will be attracted to it, to do it, and the right, and when I say right people, I mean a good fit.
Right. So I have a little question that, it's a question suggestion. Mm-hmm. Is it possible, and I'm presuming maybe something that I shouldn't, from what I hear, this is all stuff that the kids are doing outside of the school. Do you see any merit in having something where, let's say, for a certain amount of time, the focus would be on somebodying the nobody with things that they would do in school for their classmates or kids in younger or older grades?
Well, one way that we, Leslie mentioned earlier about the I'm Somebody bracelets that are sent out, and those are sent out with teachers emailing us with a list of the projects students have done. And within one class, we'll get students who are collecting cell phones to help gorillas survive because of the mining done in a country far away. And in the same class, we'll get a student who has picked up garbage at recess right at their school or straightened boots in the hall or helped water plants in the library. So some students gravitate towards something really local and immediate. Other students really think about projects that are more global. So you get a mix, and they're all important, and they're all different.
Good for you. Okay, good. So I'm watching the clock, and I can't believe how fast the time has zipped by. But before we sign off with the song on CD, I'm going to ask everyone to for their parting comments. Mark, you want to start?
Parting comments.
Get us cruising along.
Yeah, very, very punny.
Yes.
I think it's a great program, and I don't think there's any reason to not do it. That there's no time constraints. It doesn't take a lot of time. Obviously, as you mentioned, the price has been reduced. Dave's been fantastic in getting it into the schools, and especially thank you to the Kanata Rotary Club for making that happen. I think it just takes the will of the teachers and the will of the administration to make it work, and there's no reason not to make it work. And the kids are fantastic with it, too. So
great.
It's a great program.
Good point. Leslie?
I'd like to say that what I thought was the real strength of the program is that it wasn't hard for me to be part of it, and I had very little part in it. It's about igniting the passion of the students and letting them find their own project and letting them build it themselves. And the idea that it happens in school, out of school, wherever, can be as little or as big as they want. And they've really taken it great places. So I'm really proud of the work my students at North Core have done.
Great. And Dave?
Yeah, I'd like to thank both Mark and Leslie for coming tonight and just hearing what they have to say, seeing what the kids are accomplishing and learning about it is just, again, uplifting and rewarding, not only for myself, but the community is benefiting from this, and it's a great thing to do. I'd like to thank you, Rabbi, for having me again. And once again, thanks to the Nepean Kanata Rotary Club for initiating this in the area. I'm glad that other schools are just picking it up on their own because they love it. And I think kind of the challenge is out there for other Rotary clubs in the whole listening district and the whole, Rotary District 7040 and on and on to maybe say, hey, there's a vocational, educational, literacy aspect to this, and it's beneficial to so many people, and what a great thing to do. It's right up the alley with what Rotarians are all about.
Great stuff. And Kelly, last word?
I just think that interests, every student, every child, every person has interests. You can't buy interests. You can't sell interests. They're there for everybody to discover and also to share. And that's what's so exciting about teaching 25 students and Mark's journal and listening to Leslie just really bring that across them. Thank you for having me. I wish I was in Ottawa. Ottawa is my favorite city in Canada. It's such an amazing place. And
that's fighting words in Toronto.
Yeah, no one lives in Toronto.
All right.
But thank you to Mark, Leslie, Dave Palmer, and Rabbi for having us on tonight. It was really exciting and fun.
Great. And all I can say to you guys is the greatest part of this program is that it's recession proof. And in this economy, when everybody's feeling the blues, you've actually given us lots of things to be excited about. So we're grateful to all of you. We're all grateful to you. And we're going to sign off with Eric pushing the button to get us on with the Who Is Nobody song. Have a great week, everybody, and make sure that you do something to make someone who feels like a nobody into a somebody. Well done, guys.
who